Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What an exciting day. Today is a great day. Today is June the 2nd. Yes, it is June, you guys. I said that we were midway through the year already. Just time is flying by. I wanted to just share with you, today is going to be a great show. We have Patrice Cunningham. She's chef and has kimchi. I want you to know more about her kimchi and how she got started. And I'm super excited about that because she's as cute as a button. And I'm just excited about how the kimchi packages are flying off the shelf. We're going to be talking to her about that. Then we have Elizabeth Brooks, personal fitness trainer. We're going to find out what we need to know to get it together. I have an announcement to make. I lost 10 pounds, so I'm very excited about that. I've been working hard. This menopause stuff is just crazy. But I'm fighting and I'm winning. So all you ladies that's going through menopause in your late 40s and early 50s and maybe in your 60s, let me tell you something. Don't believe it. You can win. You can do it naturally. You can just, you know, your nutrition and your exercise, your fitness got to go together, and you can make a difference. I'm telling you now, get your vitamins in and just do it the old-fashioned way. Work hard and stop eating the stuff that you know you shouldn't be eating. That's just the bottom line. And it'll keep you young and healthy, okay? So that's what I got to say. So I'm very happy today. I'm excited about how things are transitioning and moving right along. And even through the warfare, because there is warfare still going on. If you're a believer, you already know what I'm talking about. But let's get into weather. Today's weather, Washington, D.C. is 72 degrees right now. You're cloudy and your high is going to be 79 degrees. Jacksonville, Florida, you 82 degrees. You got showers coming a little bit this afternoon. Your high is going to be 84. London, you are 79 degrees. That's your high. You're waking up to 57 degrees, partly sunny. Los Angeles, 63 degrees right now. A little bit of clouds, but you got sunshine coming. High 75 today. Let's see. Miami, 81 degrees. You're mostly cloudy, and you're going to be high 82 today. Australia, you're 54 degrees, partly cloudy. That's your high. You're waking up to 45 degrees. High tomorrow, 66, all sunshine. Kenya, 93 degrees. That's your high. Waking up to 73 degrees. And you're waking up tomorrow to 52 degrees and sunshine. So just be prepared for that great news. Puerto Rico, 75 degrees. That's your temperature right now, 77 degrees. Cloudy, waking up to 68 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow as well. 82 is going to be your high. Portugal, 84 degrees and sunny. And you're going to wake up to 59 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 77. So that sounds good. If I didn't name your continent, your state, your nation, just remember God is still in control no matter what. Just remember that. And he knows all things and everything, and that he's going to do the very best for you, because you know why? He loves you.
So I am with my friend, and I'm so excited about being here because she has her own kimchi line. That's what it's called, right? I mean, it is so amazing. I'm going to let her say all these words that I don't know. I don't want to mispronounce anything. So I want her to introduce herself and tell you guys about the name of the product and what it means.
Hello. So I'm representing Tegu Kimchi. I'm the founder and owner. It's my mother's recipe. Kimchi is a fermented spicy cabbage. It's a Korean food. And the recipe comes from my mom. We grew up making it in our backyard almost every summer. And so I'm here because, you know, I feel like the kimchi on the market is not, you know, that great. It's either too sour or too bland. And so I'm here offering my mom's recipe, which I love and I think is delicious.
Well, Patrice, tell everybody, so now you started off in the markets. It was at home and you had some orders, special orders, and then you got out to the markets, not flea markets, but like food markets. What are they? Farmers Market, thank you. Farmers markets throughout the D.C. area, but then you managed to get in a store. Tell us about that and what's the name of it?
Absolutely. So I'm in all five of Union Kitchen grocery stores. There's five locations in the DMV area. You can just Google Union Kitchen grocery and you'll be able to find them. Or you can go on my Instagram at Tegu_kimchi and it lists all the areas and places that I'm selling kimchi. So yeah.
Well, I'm excited because I'm going to get some kimchi and I'm going to take it with me and I'm going to eat it today. I'm so excited with my chicken. She's got to tell me some recipes that I could do. Can you give someone a quick recipe, like what they can do with it? What is kimchi to some people? They don't know. So what can they do with it in a meal?
Absolutely. So I eat kimchi with everything. So typically I can, you know, I'll have some with my eggs in the morning. People are putting it on hamburgers and hot dogs now. But typically you just eat it with whatever you're already eating and it just kind of elevates your dish. And I also have a kimchi fried rice recipe on the back of my packaging. So if you find them in the grocery store, you can follow the recipe on the back there. And definitely take a picture and post it online and tag me on it if you find it.
So one more question. Which one, I mean, is the spicy really spicy? Tell us about the flavor.
Well, in the beginning, it was like knock your feet off. And so I told my mom we had to dial it down. So, no, but it still has a really good kick that I think a lot of the spicy people love. So, yeah, I can't wait for you to try it. Let me know what you think. But, yeah, the extra spicy is my favorite. But, yeah, if you need something more like mild, the classic is, you know, the one that you want.
Well, I love her, Patrice. I love you. I met her a few years ago, and I just love to see how God has evolved you and just have expanded you, and there's just so much favor on you here in the DMV area. It's just doors just keep opening up. Like, she comes up with an idea, and it's just like he sends you the people that see the vision, and they invest the time and the finances and everything just to get you where you need to be. How does that feel to have so much favor on you like that?
It feels good. I mean, you know, it's a journey that I can only appreciate. So every day I'm just taking it one step at a time and just trying to make the right decisions. And I have a lot of good support around me, so that's great. So I really do hope that this goes as big as I dream.
I'm just so in awe. I've seen it. I'm convinced. Now I'm going to taste it. I done seen it with my eyes. I done hugged her a couple of times through the years. And now I'm getting ready to taste with the anointing that's in her hands with this kimchi. I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Patrice, for joining us today.
Thank you, Gina. It's always a pleasure. You always got my back, and I appreciate that.
From near and far. All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, so we are finally back, and I'm so glad that we got that interview with my girl. That was so good. So anyway, just go get your kimchi. Listen, I loved it. I tried it. It was the bomb. I enjoyed it. It is so good. I got the spicy kind, and that is my favorite. It's so good with eggs. It's so good on hamburgers, hot dogs, and all of that. So you definitely want to check that out. So we did a reversal. We actually had her interview first, had some technical difficulties, but let me go ahead and with ministerial moment. Yesterday was such an amazing time. I literally started Kingdom Discipleship, the Kingdom Discipleship program yesterday, and it was absolutely amazing. I had such a good time with all of the students. It really, really, really was a blessing to be with them. And I'm telling you, God is really, really moving. The best part about it all was that, you know, it was orientation yesterday. So we were very much able to really connect with one another and just kind of see what God was saying to each other and just sharing in some of the, oh my God, I'm sorry, sharing in some of the things that was going on in our lives and just being able to just communicate with one another about what God is doing in our life and things like that. So it was pretty, pretty amazing. It was super exciting to hear some of the testimonies through dreams. People have had dreams. People have had visions. People have had confirmations of what God has called them to do and be. So it was really amazing to have this time with them. And so I really want to encourage everyone that is listening, there's still opportunity to sign up. The actual class doesn't start until June 10th, which is Thursday at 7 p.m. We have people from Amsterdam, people from Africa, different parts of Africa. So it's amazing. We got people from all over the states. So it is really good. This class, the Kingdom Discipleship Program, is for anyone that wants to learn more. If you want to learn more about the apostolic, if you want to learn about the fivefold ministry, if you want to know about learning how to hear God's voice, this is a class for you. You don't necessarily have to be ordained. You can just take the classes. If you're already ordained, it doesn't hurt to get more school. It's so inexpensive. It's only $100 for 9 months. $100 for 9 months. You pay $50 a deposit and $50 at the end of the class. In 9 months, you'll get a certification. You'll either get ordained or you'll get a completion for the course. But it's 9 months, you guys. You cannot beat that. And you also, it's a one time a week on Thursdays at 7 p.m., you get a class with all of us together. And then you also will get a day one-on-one with me. So that's two times you'll get Dr. Gina. So you'll get the group setting, and then you'll get a one-on-one with me. And that is every week for 9 months. And, you know, I'm just excited about what God is birthing out of you all and what he's doing in this season. So many people, you know, they stress the excitement of learning and growing ministerially and just spiritually. And so yesterday we had our orientation. And like I said, it was quite amazing to hear everybody's stories about how they came to the class, the supernatural divine, you know, connections and just how God connected us and how they heard about the course and, you know, just what God is saying to them and just the confirmations that they had was just so overwhelmingly amazing to hear. I love to do things that is God ordained. I never want to do things on my own, with my own flesh, my own desires. I just try to die of that every day and try to multiply the things of the kingdom. And so this is just such an exciting time. I'm so glad about it. And I'm just really happy about what all God is doing. So yeah, if you are led, look at my website. It's www.drginaprince.com. Again, www.drginaprince.com. And you'll see a Kingdom Discipleship Program. And again, it's only $100. It's $50 of security, deposit. It really, it is. Because, you know, the way God told me to do it is just to make sure that it's an incentive. You put your deposit down and then you complete it and you pay the other $50 to get your certificate or your ordination or whatever. We're going to have an ordination program at the end in person. So anybody that's able to come, it's going to be such a blessing. You're going to get a wonderful ordination certificate and a certificate. So this is a great thing. I want you guys to go forth and check that out. Again, www.ginaprince.com, and be a part of it. Tell a friend. If you know someone that's calling to ministry or interested in learning more, go ahead and sign them up, and you sign up, and let's have a good time growing together. All right. So that was that. And so I just wanted to go over this real quick on ministerial moment as well while we have some time before Elizabeth come. I'm here in background. Thank you. I wanted to just say today is crazy. We had technical difficulties and now my son has got, I don't know what kind of cartoon or whatever foolishness is going on. But anyway, it's just a crazy day. But again, today is June the 2nd. Anyway, I wanted to just say how excited I am about all that God is doing. I know I may have mentioned this before, but one of the things I want to say is that God is drawing his people closer to him. If you have not noticed what God is doing, I'm telling you, I don't even know how you could not. God is definitely moving in his people, and he is definitely drawing people closer to him. It's so important in this season right now, because we think that things is over, but it's really not. There's so much going on. I haven't even been looking at the news, but as long as there's still war going on with the Philistines and Israel, it is definitely going down. We have to be aware of the times. We have to look at the signs that's going on and be alert and aware. So I want to encourage you to really step in and really pray, seek God, you know, really press in, you know, every day I don't feel, you know, like getting up. And it's so interesting. We can get energy to do everything else. But when we want to seek God, isn't it something how the heaviness of the enemy will come on you and try to, you know, put it off, procrastinate it? Listen, we need to fight through all of that. One of the words that God had gave me this morning when I was in prayer, and I was exhausted. I don't know why. On Tuesday nights, I sleep the hardest, and you know, before I get up for this show, I don't even know why that's happening, but I know the enemy does not want me to be at my best spreading this gospel. I do know that. And because I know that, it makes me eager to fight that even harder. And that was one of the words that God had gave me this morning. He was like, you are a fighter, you know, and that was such a blessing to hear from him, because you know, I want him to see my efforts and to, you know, I want my efforts to be, you know, of some kind of value to him, like a sacrifice. And when he said that, it just made me feel so awesome to know that he sees that I fight. You know, I may not feel like it. I may not have the energy. I may not want to do everything that he wants me to do, but I fight through my flesh. I fight through my wants. I fight through my understanding. I fight through, you know, the things that the enemy tries to place on me. And I just want to encourage you guys to do the same thing. I want to encourage you to fight. This is a time now to fight. This is not a time to give up. It's not a time to give in. It's not a time to just throw in the towel. It's not time to do that. This is a time to fight. And if God had put that in my spirit this morning, that I'm a fighter and he appreciates that, I'm sharing that with you. He appreciates the willingness. I think about David when he said, you know, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. You know, take not your anointing away from me. But he also said, give me the willingness that will sustain me. It's the will. You know, your will is a fight. You know, your diligence, your consistency is a fight. So I just want to put some fight in you. You know, so many of us just go with the flow, just go with the world system, what everybody else is doing. And, you know, it don't take all that. Don't let the devil deceive you. It takes a fight. You need to have fight. You need to have a grit. You know, this thing right here is not for the weak. It's not for the swift either. You can't be crafty. You got to be humble. You got to be moving by the Spirit of God. But you also got to be a fighter. You got to be a fighter. You got to seek him daily. You got to be equipped. You got to have your iron sharpened. You got to seek him first and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. So I just wanted to encourage you about that, because it's very important that in this season we do not give up our fight. If you're willing to fight for a relationship, come on somebody, I'm not gonna get in your business today, but I might have to, just to remind you, some of you will go beyond and then some for somebody, but you won't do it for Jesus. So I want to encourage you, if you willing to go in all out looking like a maniac and a fool for somebody or something, standing in lines overnight for products and merchandise and hiding behind cars, and I don't want to get in y'all business. I'm just saying, you know, hiding behind cars and, you know, calling people, you know, through unknown numbers and stuff to reach somebody. Come on, I know who I'm talking to. You know, you could go through the same fight for God. He's the creator of all things. And the craziest thing that you ever have done for something or somebody, put that energy in a fight into God. Put it into the kingdom. Put it into your soul being saved. Don't assume nothing. Every day I walk as if I don't know if my name is written in the book of life. I walk every day that I just don't assume that I'm going. Every day I seek God. Every day I want to die more. Every day I want to be more like him, because I don't want to assume that my name is written in the book of life. I don't know what kind of lurky thing is hiding behind the corners tomorrow that will try to seduce me out of God's will. I'm just praying that when God told me that I got the fight in me, that I will remain a fighter, and I will continue to get up willing to fight against the wiles of the enemy every day. That means every day, no matter how tired I am, no matter how much I don't feel like it, no matter what my flesh or my mind or whatever the enemy throws my way, I am not gonna stop fighting. And it's so funny, because now that I'm being reminded, one of my coverings, she was telling me how I never give up. So that must be the thing that God wants me to know. And I'm saying that to you. Never give up. Keep fighting. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in a towel. That's the word for today. So I just wanted you to be encouraged with that. Go ahead and check out the Kingdom Discipleship Program. Again, we got some powerful studies coming up. June the 10th is when the actual class starts. Again, it's only $100. You want to go and sign up, www.drginaprince.com. Go and check it out. Discipleship, Kingdom Discipleship Program. Check it out. Tell a friend about it. And that's it. I just want you to be blessed. We're going to take a commercial break, you guys, and then we will be right back with Elizabeth Brooks. We'll be right back after these messages.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone. And you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
What's up, everybody? This is Randy Weston and Judah Band, and you are now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Yeah.
All right, so we're back. I'm waiting for Elizabeth Brooks. So, all right, Elizabeth, how are you?
What do you have for us today? How are you guys doing?
It's a rough morning, girl. We live on air. My mic is acting crazy. The system was acting crazy, but I'm so glad that you're here. I'm ready to hear what you got to say and take
all
your
right.
time.
Well, I am so happy to be here with you guys. I hope everybody is taking good care of themselves. Today, I have a great chat for you guys. We're going to talk about the back, okay,
Ooh.
And our back muscles and taking care of our back. You know, with COVID setting in and people over the last year and couple of months, however long it's been, have been sitting more and doing more virtual work. You know, I've talked about this a lot, and I want you guys to try to keep yourselves fit during this time. But one thing that has been happening is that we've been struggling with more and more complaints about back pain. And I know that one of the things that happens when people work out is we spend a lot of time focusing on the front of the body, and we kind of neglect the back of the body. So I'm talking today to kind of get us, hey, look, back on track with our focusing on the back muscles. Listen, everybody, statistics show that between four in five Americans will suffer from some kind of back pain during their lifespan. Now, that's incredible. That's almost everybody. And one of the things from all the pre-pandemic stuff and people working out at home and not necessarily having ergonomic setups in their homes, it has been creating more and more complaints about back pain. So let's talk about the back for a second. I know, I think partly because our eyes are forward and we see forward, we tend to focus on the muscles that are in the front of the body. But those muscles in the back of the body are super important. First of all, it's a large group of muscles in the back of our body. Of course, we're talking about our cervical vertebrae, the thoracic vertebrae, the lumbar, all those bones and that run up and down the spine. Those muscles are super important to our back, and the muscles that surround those spinal bones are super important to maintaining a healthy spine and a healthy back. If you have ever been challenged with lower back pain or anything like that, you're talking about those muscles around, you know, your lumbar and your thoracic vertebrae. So I want to give you all just a few tips on taking care of your back, okay? First of all, you want to remember that almost the same thing that you would focus on when you're focusing on your general health is what you need to do to maintain a healthy spine. So, yes, you got to do your cardio. Cardiovascular exercise is important for overall well-being, but it's also really good for keeping your back strong. Remember, if you have issues with your back, you want to probably take some impact out of your cardio. So, make sure you talk to your doctor under all circumstances. But remember, impact exercise put more tension on the lower back. So moving more to low impact exercises like walking, to non-impact exercises like swimming or getting on an elliptical or riding a bike. Those are all great for your back, you guys. Also, let's talk about flexibility. A lot of times we're totally focused on our cardio, totally focused on our strength training, but we forget about stretching. So remember, flexibility exercises tend to make it easier for the body to move into positions needed for optimal strength and alignment. And a lot of times those large major muscle groups in your back, in the back of the shoulders, in your upper back, the lats, the rhomboids, all those muscles, they need to be stretched in addition to the front muscles, okay? So let's make sure that we're including lots of flexibility exercises in your exercise routine. Stretch your lower back. You know, the sit and reach is a nice one, but there are also tons of other stretches you can do for your back, particularly if your hamstrings are tight. Now let's talk about strength. Here we go. This is the important part, you guys. Strength exercises will support the spine if performed with the goal of maintaining good, you know, muscle balance and strength in the back. So don't forget to do your strength exercises for your back. If you belong to a gym, you can use machines like the lat pull down, seated rows. If you have dumbbells at home, you can do one-arm rows and pullovers. Dumbbells are incredibly versatile for helping you to work your back. So just remember to keep those back exercises, the strength exercises, as primary in your routines. Don't just come up with a lot of exercises for the front of the body, like your, you know, bench press, everybody doing push-ups. All of that is great, but don't forget about your back. Take care of, you know, that cervical vertebrae, that shoulder girdle, and that thoracic spine and the lumbar spine. They're crucially important for back health and for helping to maintain overall health and keep pain out of your back. Also remember posture, you guys. When you're sitting down in a chair, whether that chair is an ergonomic chair or whether it's a regular, you know, chair that you use at work, check your spine. Make sure that your alignment is good when you're sitting in those chairs. And those are the tips I have for you guys today.
Wow, that was so good. How often did you say that we should work on our back?
Definitely a minimum of twice a week. You know, it's just like all your other muscle groups. You want to make sure you're hitting most of your muscle groups in some shape, form, or fashion twice a week. So whether that's like functional exercises, like those lower back raises, or whether you're doing your weight training twice a week.
Elizabeth Brooks, thank you so much for joining us today. Well, listen, we're having some kind of technical difficulty, you guys, so we're going to end the show now. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.